Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel of the Sounds of Living Waters, and today we are dealing with the creation, and I don't have the notes for the scripture.
What did it say?
It should say the second, fourth day.
I'm just
going to say, yeah, I got the kingdom of God over here.
This one says yeah. Time.
No, that's not it. That's what I'm writing. Okay, that's cool. Thank you. Okay. Amen. So, we just want to say welcome again to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with the creation. What is the creation on the fourth day? What did He do on the fourth day? Well, we know He created the sun and the moon and the stars. We found out that He created it for time. We also found out that the powers of it and the ordinance of it, or some of the things that belong to it that He had written. Now, there's another thing that He articulates with the fourth day, and that's His children, and that they should represent the sun and the moon and the stars. So with that being said, we're going to open this up with prayer, and we can ask our brothers and sisters, our brothers, if you can uncover your head and stand and face Jerusalem, and our sisters, if you can cover your head as we and stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
Amen. Amen. All praises to the Most High God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
My heart is igniting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God has blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy side, O Most Mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 45, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of Israel. In the name of Jesus, our Father.
Yes.
Who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, the elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. But the light and blessing is because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word, the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well to give them too a mind to proceed and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and do it forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Indeed. And we want to welcome our family that's just tuning in on Facebook. And we want to welcome them to another episode of The Sounds of Living Waters. We are dealing with the creation, the fourth day. What is the creation? What is he dealing with in the fourth day of the creation? As we've been exploring those things from the first day to the fourth, we're in the fourth day now. And God willing, we live, we get to wrap this up today, and we get to go into the fifth day, if he allow us to proceed in this thing, and that is to say next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
We deal with the fifth day. And what is the fifth day to us, right? That's the thing that we're supposed to be looking at. What is the fifth day now? But first, let's finish this fourth day. The fourth day, we're dealing with the sun, the moon, and the stars. What are those things to us, right? So we're going to deal with those things. But then there's a spiritual side of this sun and the moon and the stars. What is that to us? Welcome, Sister Edwina. Grace and peace unto Jesus. Happy Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom to you. Let's look at this and let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and 14. Genesis 1 and 14, when you receive it, read.
Okay, amen. So we're going to Genesis 1.
Verse 14.
Okay. Maybe your speedball.
I know.
Genesis 1 and verse 14, amen.
Coffee kicked in.
I see. I was like, why are you talking so?
Coffee kicked in.
Okay. Amen.
It's so fresh.
Genesis 1.
Let me stop.
Ooh, I'm like, ooh, baby, you just talking so fast. Okay,
yeah.
Genesis 1 and 14 reads.
Amen.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Now we see here that God created these two great lights to rule the day and the night. Now we already in the fourth day, so obviously the day and the night was already in existence. But the sun and the moon was given authority inside of those things. So now we see we've covered the ordinances, we covered the power of it, we covered the gravity of it. We just want to skim over those things because we get into the spiritual side of it. And the point being, even we ourselves is called the children of light. You know, even God himself is called a bright and morning star. What do that mean to us? You know, so we want to look at those things too. Number one is back. So let's look at this. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 22 and 16. Revelations 22 and 16.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
The bright and morning star is what we just got through reading. But guess what? The bright and morning star appeared on the fourth day. Wait a minute. When he went into the ground, it was the midst of the week, the fourth day, right? And then 3 days and three nights later, he appeared again on the fourth day. So, yeah, he is the bright and morning star. He is the middle of all things. He is the beginning and the end.
Amen.
He's right there. You see, so the week, people want to sit up and say, you know, well, the sun and the moon and this, that, and the other articulate, and they got to be, we rule by the moon and we lunar children, and that, the, you know, that each month is moon ruled by a moon. No, it's not. The months are ruled by days, not by moons. You're looking at it from an astronomer perspective. We're not looking at it from the Word of God. We're supposed to be looking at it from the Word of God. That is to say, prophetically. What is the prophetic calendar to God? 30 days. It don't have anything to do with the moon or anything like that. A prophetic calendar with God is exactly 30 days. It's going to articulate that every month. There's no changing, no deviation from it. We can make a difference. We can change it up in our own beings. But God said, I'm the same yesterday and today forever. When he taught Moses that a month of God was 30 days, that should have been the end of it. When he taught Daniel that a month of him is 30 days, that should have been the end of it. When he taught John that a month of him is 30 days, that should have been the end of it. But no, we want to come here 2,000 years later In a world of slavery, in a world of captivity, and then we want to say, oh, no, God, you're wrong. These patriarchs that were sovereign, that were free, and then wasn't brought into bonds and captivity of this world, they didn't know it. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay, then why are you even reading about them? Why you even care what they're saying? If we're going to pick and choose what it is that we're going to follow or not. We're no different than any Sunday Christian in this world. Yeah. Two things. If I'm the same yesterday and forever don't mean nothing to you, and you're going to articulate that and manipulate that, you don't believe in the Word of God. End of your story. You're considered an unbeliever. If he say, I'm God and I change not, if you can articulate that and move things around, you don't believe in God because you just call him a liar. You called him a liar when he told the priest, I'm God and I change not. And then you call the apostle a liar that Jesus is the same yesterday and forever. Today and forever. You just call him a liar. What's your point in even bringing the Word of God? If you don't even believe them, two simple things. That's our foundation. And we now saying, oh, look, we can articulate that. We can move that around to justify our passions. No, we can't. The book said man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything else is a blaspheme, Jack. Every last one, sis. All of those is blasphemy. We got to be careful with that mindset. Anyway, so we see that Jesus is considered the son of, he's the bright and morning star, right? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Revelations chapter 1 and verse 10. Revelations 1 and 10, when you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter
1
and verse
10? Yes, ma'am.
Revelation 1 and 10 reads, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book.
Come on.
And send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos. Is it Pergamos?
Write in a book, right?
Thyatira and into Sardis,
write it in a book.
Philadelphia and to Laodicea.
Continue.
Writing in the book.
Come on now.
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about with a girt about the paps with a girt and girdle.
That's the same thing Samuel had on.
What?
You know, Levi had this on. Aaron had this on. And now we're going to say, he not going to wear this. He's telling you, I'm wearing the same thing.
Okay.
But this don't have fringes on it.
Okay.
Read on.
Verse 14. His head and his hairs were like white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
We can read that and we can articulate that and why he can see his hair, because there's nothing on top of it, right?
Okay.
The Melchizedek priesthood, we're supposed to not cover our heads. Read on. Didn't say not to wear fringes. It said not cover your heads. Read on.
And his feet were like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace.
We can articulate that. Oh, man, God is black. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then the angels, we can articulate that. God, right. they even cut it in that same image of God.
Right.
Read on.
16.
Yeah.
And he had in his right hand seven stars.
Yes.
And in his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
Wait a minute, man. He's shining brighter than the sun. We're not supposed to be able to look at him. Moses wasn't able to look upon him. Why? Because he had the eyes of flesh. You see, but we having the eyes of flesh, we can't look upon him as he is in his strength. Like we can't look at the sun directly in noon in July with a clear day. We can't look at that. You know, we'll blind ourselves momentarily, you know, looking at the sun. You know, it'd be like, man, that was really stupid, you know, to even try that. But that's the conversation, man. We can't see him unless we have eyes of flesh, too. I mean, eyes of fire, too. He can't look on the Father because the Father is the same thing. He's a consuming fire. He's a consuming fire. That's why he got eyes of flame. He's a consuming fire. Those things are the same conversations that he's having. He's telling us that he is a consuming fire, and he is shining brighter than the sun because he created the sun. He created the sun as light. So he shined brighter than the sun. In fact, go to Revelation chapter 20.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 20. And pick it up at 21. Yeah, Revelation 21. And pick it up at verse 25.
Amen. Revelation 21. And verse 25 reads,
yeah.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth.
Forgive me. Pick it up at 23. 22.
Revelation 21 and 22.
Read on.
Okay. Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 22 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it.
Yes, ma'am.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
So the sun and the moon, you didn't even need it there, because they are brighter than the sun and the moon. They are the light of the city. See that? Case in point. They got more power than the sun. So the sun, they gave a law for the sun. You ain't going to be shining here when New Jerusalem come down from God. That's a law that the sun would not be shining there because they are there. Read on.
And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.
See that? Read on.
Amen. 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there.
Why? Because the God of Israel is there. You see that? So that's why he said his face shine as the sun, because he's going to light that whole city up. And I mean light. You know, and we're not talking about flesh and blood at this point. We're talking about spiritual beings. Everyone that made it through the first resurrection and the second resurrection are here. This is that conversation. This is Revelation chapter 21. This is after the great white throne judgment. So everybody's here is a spiritual being. That means to say they can look at the true and living God with eyes of fire. We're going to have eyes of fire at that time, not eyes of flesh. We're going to have eyes of fire. We're going to be able to look at him in his face, and he's going to teach us those things that we really want to know. Right?
Amen.
Let's look at that a little further. Let's go into Job 38 and verse 1. Yes, ma'am. Job 38 and 1. So now we see he represents the sun. Why? Of course, he died in the midst of the week, the fourth day. He rose on the fourth day, well, 4 days later. The earth was absent of light for 3 days and three nights. The sun and the moon wasn't created until the fourth day. So the earth was absent of light for 3 days and three nights. So how is it that the full moon is the beginning of the month when we can see the month already started? I'm sorry, man. That just don't make any sense.
Amen.
I can't roll with that. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go, what did I say?
Job 38.
And 1. When you receive it, read.
Job chapter 38 and verse 1 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by word?
And that's scientists, man. Scientists want to say, you know, there's no God. There's a Big Bang Theory. Well, if it was a Big Bang Theory, then you wouldn't have a circular rotation of the sun and the moon and the stars and the planet all spinning. That wouldn't happen. That would be the straight out. Big Bang is an explosion. It just goes one direction. Why is it all circulating? It continues to circulate. Not just one time. Not two times, but constantly.
Amen.
Continually. All the planets in our solar system is rotating, every last one. Then you go and look at the planets in the cosmos, man, with them super telescopes that we got sitting on top of these mountains in these various parts of the world. You can see that planets is spinning like marbles, too. Why? Because there's gravity inside all of that. Where does gravity come from? God. And intelligence taught that.
Amen.
And intelligence brought that into being. Gravity. That's not a goof.
Amen.
The Big Bang Theory would not articulate it. Gravity. The only thing that can articulate gravity is nothing. Did I say that? Yes. The only thing that can articulate gravity is nothing. Remember, I was talking about the creation. Only thing that can articulate gravity is nothing. What do you mean? God took nothing and put a compass on it, north, east, south, and west. What did gravity, what did nothing do? Start going in circles. Couldn't do nothing else. So he took the power of nothing and put a north, south, east, and west on it, made it go in circles. When it started going in circles, you took the most powerfulest force in the whole creation and made it go in circles. And what did it do? Create not only gravity, but electricity. That's why it's called a circuit. Circuit come from circle. Oh, that's another conversation, but just to bring people up to speed, who is this that darkened counsel without knowledge? Man, this is what we should be asking these scientists right now. They want to say, oh, the earth is going to blow up in 5,000. But it was, we just heard that lie yesterday. The earth, the sun is going to blow up. It's going to engulf the earth in 5 billion years. Well, dang on it. Guess what? Neither one of us is going to be around and say, aha, you didn't know what you were talking about. But the truth is, yes, we will know. You know, and some of us will be around to say, aha, you a big liar. That's why you're in the lake of fire burning. You said that the earth wasn't created for all eternity and that the meat wasn't going to inherit it forever. That's a lie. Verse 6, and when you receive it, read.
Job 38.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Job 38 and 6 reads, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof?
Come on now.
When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of thy shouted for joy.
Wait a minute. The morning stars The sons of God. Wait a minute. There's no sons of God here in the foundations there. What is he talking about? The angels. The angels was there when he created certain things in the creation. They wasn't there when he started in the beginning, but they were there after he created heaven. So after he created heaven, he created them from heaven. And once he created them from heaven, then they saw a lot of the other things that is in the creation articulated, and they shouted for joy. They saw him power the sun because they were created on before the first day. So if they saw him created before the first day, they saw him power up the sun. Not to say the sun wasn't there. He gave the sun a match. He lit it. My point being, when you start running into these people that says, oh, there's no God, I ask them two questions. I say, one, how much power did it take to power up the sun? That's my first question. If you can tell me there's no God, then you got to tell me how much power it took up to fire up the sun. If you can't articulate that, then you need to be chill on that. The second thing is that if you can't articulate 1 + 1 = 2, where that came from, you cannot tell me there's no God, because that's consciousness.
Amen.
Because that brings right and wrong. That articulate right and wrong. Consciousness is to know the difference between right and wrong. That's consciousness. 1 + 1 = 2 is right. 1 + 1 = 3 is wrong. That's consciousness. Unless you can tell me something different, you can't have a conversation. Shalom, Eric. Grace and peace. Shabbat shalom, Israelite. Grace and peace. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for joining, bro. Continue, Ma. So he said this morning stars sang together. What do you mean the angels? He called them stars too. And they sang, when they seen this, they sang before God, because that's what they was created to do. They sing to him. They were singing the glory of God. Look how beautiful this is. Like you got choirs and stuff singing the glory of God from the scriptures. They sing the glory of God for what they saw. Read on.
Amen. Job 38 and 8 reads, "Or who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth, as if it had issued out of the womb?"
Okay, that's good, Ma. Let's go to Job chapter 1 and verse 6.
Job 1 and 6 reads,
"Yes, ma'am.
Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves to the Lord."
Who? Wait a minute. We were talking about there was the sons of God. He said, the sons of God, they shine as the morning star. They shine too. They come with the same light. So now we see here, he said, here come the sons of God. Now he's not talking about Adam's children. He's talking about the angels at this point, that they too shine as the sons, as the sun themselves, right? Go to Isaiah 14.
Amen.
Isaiah 14. And verse 12. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 14 and 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 14 and verse 12 reads, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation?"
So he was one of those that witnessed that. He was one of those that sang with the other angels when he saw those things. He said, when the morning stars sang together, he was there. He was singing with them. So therefore, he is a witness to himself that there is a God. That's why he have no excuse. That's why he will not be judged. That's why he's already judged. The other angels are going to be judged. He won't be. Anyway, at this point, he was considered one of the sons, one of the stars, one of the morning stars, right?
Amen.
Right. So let's look at that. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. Hebrews 1 and 2. Because now we see that you got these beings that the God of Israel also referred to as stars. And what do? They give light upon the earth. What do they mean they give light upon the earth? Because they got a job to bring light upon the earth. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2, when you receive it, reads.
Hebrews 1 and 2 reads, "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
See, Jesus looked exactly like the Father. Jesus looked exactly like Adam. Anybody tell you what Jesus looked like? Say, he looked like Adam. And anybody want to tell you that's Jesus on the cross? You got to tell them no, because Adam Foundation is in Africa. That dude is a lie. You got to bring him off the cross and put some shoe polish on him.
Wow.
If you want to believe in them kind of things, you know, but he is the bright, he's the direct reflection of the Father. This let me know that the Father don't look like he's 10 million years old. He look exactly like him, 33. That lets me know Adam wasn't created an infant. He wasn't created 1 or 2 years old in a diaper. God had angels changing them and washing them and stuff. No. He was created an adult. He was created a 30-year-old man.
Amen.
Him and Jesus are exact express images of the Father. That's why he told Thomas, he said, wait a minute, man, how long have you been with me and you haven't seen the Father? Whoa, okay. Read on.
Amen. Hebrews 1 and 3 reads, who being the brightness of his glory and yes. the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Yes, ma'am.
Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
Right. So he's made better than angels because he's created in the image of God. And he has a skeleton versus angels do not. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. For unto which of the angels say he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?
See, that's why they shine like the light. They minister spirits a flame of fire. So they're going to shine just like the sun. They're going to reflect that kind of light. They're not going to shine brighter than God, but they're going to shine as bright as the sun because they reflect that same light, that light that heaven is created from, which is from God. Because heaven was created from him. So when he created heaven, he created the angels out of heaven, and now they are created in that power, in that light. So they refer to as the stars of heaven. Let's look at this a little further. Let's look at this. Let's go into Acts chapter 2 and verse 1.
Amen.
He said, no, skip. No. Let's not do that. Skip down to verse, minister spirits of flame of fire, right? Skip all the way down to verse 14.
Acts 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 14. Okay. Acts 2 and 14 read, but Peter standing up with...
Honor, forgive me. Hebrews 1 and 14, that's what
Amen.
I mean. Yeah, Hebrews 1 and 14.
Hebrews 1 and verse 14. Okay. So Hebrews 1 and 14 reads, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of that salvation?
See, they got a job. So if they got a job, they ministers. That make them light. They give light upon the earth.
Okay.
Who? The those that are heirs of salvation.
Okay.
So they're going to bring light to the sons of God that's on the planet that's created in his image to make them heirs on the salvation. Light, heirs, light in the planet. They're going to be them, those type of beings. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 22 and verse 6. Here go their job playing out, right? Revelation 22, verse 6, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 22 and 6 reads, "And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must
That's their job. Be done." They are lights onto the earth. What a prophet said, on a planet. So they are a form of the stars too. They give light on the earth. Read on.
7. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book."
Continue.
"And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things."
Yes, continue.
"Then saith he unto me, seest thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God."
See that? So the angels are considered brethren. They're your brother. They fellows, equals. One, but see, you got to be brought up to speed. You got to be taught by them from the Lord. He's going to send an angel to articulate his word to you if you are heir on the salvation. Go to chapter 1 and verse 6. 1 and 1. Yes, ma'am. He tried to worship him, and the angel was like, we're not having that. You're not getting me cut off. That angel ended that immediately. 1 and 1, when you receive a reading. No, Revelation's 1 and 1.
Thank you. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1 reads,
"Yes, ma'am.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass."
Yes, ma'am.
"And he sent
his..." See that? He sent his angels unto his servant because they minister spirits unto those that are heirs unto salvation. What do you mean? Why? Because those that are heirs in the salvation, up until a point that the angel revealed them what it is that God wants them to know, they are into the dark. They're in the dark of those things. But then when the daylight star, like Jesus said, lighten their heart, all of a sudden their mind is blew up. Darkness is fled away. Go to Acts chapter 2.
Acts 2?
Yes, ma'am. Acts 2 and verse 1.
Acts 2 and verse 1 reads, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Yes, ma'am.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and sat upon each of them.
See that? Everyone there was ministers on the heirs of the salvation. They was going to witness everything that took place there, and they was going to take back what they learned there. And if they were there, they were servants of God, right? So, and then those of us that was baptized here, then they also received this conversation. So he said they was all sent there, and they articulated the word of God, not just in a tongue, but continue what they do. These, if you are an heir on the salvation, if you are heir on the salvation, then that means that you just an heir on the salvation. You one of the stars on the earth too that give light upon the earth. Watch this. Continue.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
"And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost."
The angels were, not the men, because they hadn't got the word yet. They were filled with the Spirit of God that they should articulate the word of God. Listen at this conversation. Read that again.
"And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance."
See?
As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Now watch this. Now this isn't them. You know why we know this isn't them? This isn't the Jews. Watch verse 5 and continue.
And then verse 5 reads, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language."
See, they wasn't speaking in a different language. Verse 4, the angels or those tongues were speaking in another language. In their voices, they were not. You see? So that was them, the spirits that he sent. They were filled with the Holy Spirit to teach them the things they should know in their native language.
Amen.
Oh, you see that, baby?
I see it.
Okay. Praise God.
I get it.
See that?
Amen.
So now you got some of us that's sitting up here saying, oh, well, see, you need to speak Hebrew. You need to speak this and that and the other. Well, I got one question. You know, what language do you dream in?
Amen.
Because he talked to us in our dreams, Jack, and he sent an angel to talk to you in your dreams to instruct you. So what language do you dream in? If you say English, don't tell me I need to speak Hebrew. Don't tell me that. I ain't saying you ain't supposed to learn it. I'm saying, you know, don't tell me that's a prerequisite on the salvation. It is not. The commandments and keeping the commandments in the language that he gave me is what we are to consider as salvation.
Amen.
To learn Hebrew is another form of knowledge. Skip down a verse. Continue, just continue.
Okay, Acts 2 and 7.
Yes.
And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?
Uh-huh.
And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?
So why I got to speak Hebrew? I can learn it, but for me to have to articulate it, to receive salvation, I need to call on the name of God in Hebrew. That's not the word. The word is that I learn how to speak the word of God in the language that I speak it in. Like, I ain't telling nobody, you better learn English, you know. And for Hebrews, this is real captivity. This is slave for you, right? I'm going to show you what a real slave sound like. Oh, you don't need to learn Hebrew. That's like telling a Mexican you don't need to learn Spanish. Exactly. Exactly. That's like telling a Latino you don't need to learn Latin. That's like telling a German you don't need to learn German. See, I'm not that one to sit up and tell you something like that. I'm going to tell you, if that's what you choose to do, then that's fine. But I'm going to tell you this. Go to Job chapter 33. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Job chapter 33 and verse 14. And when you receive it, read.
Job 33 and you said 14?
Yes, ma'am.
14 reads, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream and a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and filleth their instructions.
What language do you dream in? See, that's my question, because he said he talked to you in the sleep. Why are you sleeping? If you're dreaming in English and they talking to you in English, please don't tell me I need to learn Hebrew for salvation. I can learn it to articulate a lot of things in the Word of God that may be hidden from me. That's okay. I'm okay with that. But to tell me I need to speak Hebrew and call God name in Hebrew and all that type of madness, not unless he's telling me I need to speak in Hebrew here. You can't tell me that here. When he's talking to me in my super image of him, in my super image of him, you can't tell me in your image anything different. Because we both created in his image.
Amen.
What do you mean, Joe? Look, when you're dreaming, that's a figment of your imagination. That's an imagination. Imagination comes from image. That's visions. Everything, image, visions, dreams, prophecies, all of that come from image. When he said he created you in his image, that's what he's referring to. So he can't tell me anything different. That book said, in the name of Jesus, I'm with that. I'm 100 with that. You can teach it. That's fine with you. Okay, that's between you and God. But I heard that last verse. Anything be taken out of this book, I'm taking you out of it. That include fringes. Ain't nothing in this book supposed to be removed. Nothing. Even the sacrificial laws, he tell you, do not perform these things because I'm the ultimate sacrifice. We get that. Aside from that, you don't have nothing else to mess with. Nothing. Other than that, women be talking about, I ain't got to wear my head covering no more. We just mess it all up. We just get it. We open the door to devils like out of control. And if we're going to sit up and say, I'm God, he changed not, then if we said that he changed, then we saying he lied. And if he lied, then he's the devil. I ain't one saying that. You can miss me. I ain't even going down that road with you. Go ahead. See you. I ain't teaching nothing outside of this book. Or against it. Like I said, I don't wear fringes, but the hell if I'm going to teach against it. I ain't the one. I know what he said. He that teach against the least of these commandments, he going to be called least in the kingdom of heaven. I got a lot of reasons to be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Teaching against the law ain't going to be one of them. Amen. So he said he talked to us in our dreams. How? How do he talk to us? He speak of once. He speak of twice, and he speak to us in our dreams, right? Okay. Now, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah 9 and 2.
Amen.
Isaiah 9 and 2. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2 reads, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shining.
What? So the people now, the people, the light is shining on them. Why? Because he sent the ministers. He sent the messengers to those that are heirs of salvation. Don't get me wrong. Not everybody that goes keep the Sabbath, that keep the dietary laws, keep the feast days, are heirs on the salvation. Some of them is corrupt. That's why you say these are whales without water in your feast. They speak of corruptible things. They tail bury and tear down people on the feast days and stuff like that. They're a witness to themselves. If we don't want to believe what the word of God said and we allow these things, then we're a witness to ourselves. We were unbelievers. We'll sit up there and let somebody sit and talk about us or talk about somebody else to us. No, man, you don't get to do that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear nothing about that. If that's how you feel, that's between you and God. Don't drag me down that road. I ain't there with you. You ain't taking me to hell with you. Oh, we get to judge and righteous judgment. Who the hell you think you are? Now you God. Now you get to determine what's a righteous judgment and a wrong judgment. Show me one place that God changed. Just one. And I throw this book away. Hey, if you can prove that God changed in this book, you should throw it away. Because that means the scripture is broken. I ain't for one. Me? I'm not having it. I'm not. No, 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 no. Where are we? Okay, let's go to Isaiah 60 and 1.
Isaiah 60 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 16 verse 1 reads, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen.
See, now you're a light now.
That's right.
See that? Now you're the light. Now you one of the sons of God. Now you a light in the creation. You walking around as one of the lights of this planet. Are we listen in.
Amen.
Go to Matthew chapter 5 and 14.
Matthew 5 and verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14 reads, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Look at here. He said, now you the light of the world. You like one of, you like the sun. When you come into a room, you're supposed to be like the sun. You're supposed to be like a star in darkness. Because the book said gross darkness to people. You're not supposed to be like the sun burning people up to ashes like a vampire. You ain't supposed to come into the room like, oh, you all darkness and I'm going to dissolve all of you. No, that ain't how you are. No, the sun is supposed to be warm. It's supposed to be comforting.
Amen.
It's supposed to blow away all darkness, man.
Amen.
Even on a cloudy day, it's supposed to be able to dissolve darkness. You are that light now. You're supposed to be able to dissolve darkness, even in a cloudy mind or a cloudy conversation in the head. You are supposed to be able to dissolve darkness.
Amen.
In the consciousness of man, because you're the light of the world now. Let's look at this a little further.
Amen.
John 12 and 36. John 12 and 36.
John chapter 12 and verse 36 reads, while ye have light, believe in the light,
yes,
that ye may be the children of light.
That you may, while you have this light, you better believe in it. While you are the children of light. Now, you're a reflection of the fourth day. You're a reflection of that that rose from the dead. You are now walking in the light of consciousness and God in the elements itself. Once again, I ask the same thing. How much power it took to raise you up out of darkness? Go to Romans chapter 2 and 19.
Amen.
Come on.
Romans 2 and 19.
Pick it up at the 18, please.
Okay, so Romans, oops. 2 and 18?
2 and 18, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Romans 2 and 18 reads, And knoweth his will, and approve the things.
You know his will. That puts you in the light. Now you the light of the world. Now you know his will because now you are his light. But you got a brother that's a ministry spirit that's also created in an image, that's also walking in his light. He's teaching you those things that belong to him. Read on.
Ooh, amen, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And knoweth his will and approveth the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law.
Come on.
And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness.
See that? Do that light now. See, they in the dark. You a guide of them that you're supposed to be bringing light to their eyes, man. Light to their subconscious and their conscious. So now when they go to sleep at night, not only are they dreaming in the light, in the dark, not only are they walking in the dark of this world, they also dreaming in the light, in the dark of this world, in the light of God. Because you're created in his image.
Yes, sir.
That is to say, you're created in his image. That is to say, you're created in his image. And that is to say, light.
Jeez.
You're created in his light.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's right.
Read on. 20. Yes, ma'am.
An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law.
See, now, get this, we instruct even the foolish. We were foolish too, right? And babe, those that have a form of the knowledge, you got some of us that's, you know, putting it together. So here we come. Now, they sitting in dark, like Philip was to the Ethiopian. He said, is this talking of himself, or is this book I'm reading, is this about Isaiah, or is it talking about somebody else? And Philip sat down, and he said, no, this is about Christ, man. He was going to offer himself, so forth. Now, he was a teacher of them that was of what babes, and he gave him clarity, like Paul gave John disciples clarity. Why? Because that's what happened with the light. Even in cloudy days, darkness of the clouds, you can bring clarity. Because that's what the sun do. When it's cloudy outside, it's still light.
That's right, amen.
You still at light. Mm-hmm. You operating in the power of that light.
That's right, amen.
Read on.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Thou therefore which teaches another, teachest thou not thyself. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, doest thou steal.
Okay, we good. Now we going into the law. Mm-hmm. Right? So now we see this. Now he's saying, look, man, when you teach us, I learned all the time from the things that, you know, I write down things and I'm reading and I'm writing. And then as soon as I get in a rip, soon as I'm ripping up a page in a book and I'm going in on it, man, and I'm like, woo, 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 and then guess what? I start learning from it. Something else pop up and I'm like, whoa, I didn't see that coming and here it is. It's up right there.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you teach yourself.
Yes, sir.
You don't teach your eyes out your head. God ain't the same yesterday and forever. You do not teach that. You cannot teach that. That's an absolute statement. That's a perfect statement. That's a perfect statement. It cannot be altered. Anybody want to alter that? Your concerns is not mine.
Amen.
Trust that. That thing called variance, the spirit of variance, that's your concern.
Amen.
Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. That's why, you know, when people start coming up with that spirit of variance, you separate yourself.
That's right. Amen.
You separate yourself. You start fooling with people that's bent on trying to adjust the word of God to fit their doctrine.
Amen.
Second Corinthians 6 and 14, read that, please.
2 Corinthians 6 and 14 reads, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?
None. Because darkness can't coexist with light.
That's right.
If you got your light on in your house, in your bedroom, darkness isn't there. Mm-hmm. So why are you there? Ephesians 5. And verse 8.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Ephesians 5 and 8 reads, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
You wanted to chill. You now one of the stars of God in the earth. You are one of the stars to give light on the earth now. Walk ye as one of the children of the light.
That's right. Children of the light.
Because you now been called to be a light in the earth. Now, if some people, you know, they don't see it, it ain't your fault. We're going to read why it ain't your fault. Don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal.
Because it's not your fault if they don't see it.
That's right.
I don't get a, you know, Rhea get upset.
Get upset about what?
Yeah, I'm dry snitching. What? I'm ready to get upset.
About what?
Because people be taking stuff and twisting words up and things like that. They don't get it. Okay. Next time you do it, I'll point it out.
What? Okay, go ahead. Use me as your scapegoat. Go ahead, babe.
No, I'm going to use you as my
go
board.
Ahead. Go.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I sit up there and I say, hey, babe. You know, she be going in on me. I ain't sitting around you, and they still be, you know, and they go to the thing, say this and say that, and say this and say that. And I'm like, that's between them and God, babe. I ain't got nothing to do with that. If they see it, they see it. If they don't, they don't. But if they willfully shutting their eyes and ears, they in trouble. Because now we are holding the truth and the righteousness, and that's somewhere we do not want to be before God and Christ.
Amen. Amen.
You see what I'm saying now, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, read on.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Yes.
Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord.
Yes.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove.
Because you're a child of the light. Read on. Continue.
Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in them in a secret. Okay, remember that. But all things that are reproved are manifest by the light, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is light.
Come on.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Now
right.
He woke you up from
dead.
You was dead. You was dead in this world without God in this world. We didn't have a chance. But then he blew our minds up, man. What do you mean? He put that light in it, man, and you was like, oh, man, you can see this, you can see that. That makes sense. This makes sense. That makes sense. This makes sense. Oh, that don't make sense. What do you mean? Go to 2 Corinthians. Let's see. 2 Corinthians chapter 4
mm-hmm.
and verse 1.
2 Corinthians 4 and 1 reads, therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
Yes, ma'am.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Yes.
Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
Deceitfully, continue.
But manifestation of the truth.
Yes.
Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Because if you don't know things, you unconscious. You dead.
Wow.
You unconscious. It's like being in a coma. Oh. Yeah. You know that walking dead is a real conversation?
Yes, sir.
Go outside. Go outside and tell them, hey, you know what? The Sabbath day is about, you know, the God of Israel is going to, after 7,000 years, he's going to, you know, come and sit down with us and teach us those things. That's why he gave the rest, because Satan is going to be bound 1,000 years. And when you talk to that person, they're going to be looking at you like, what?
Amen.
Because you're talking to somebody that's dead.
Amen.
Come on, finish this for me, please.
Amen. Verse 3.
Yes.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
What? Read on.
Amen. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not.
See, they blind, they in darkness. Read on.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
See, that's the image of God, his imagination, his image. That's why I say, you can't front your image on me. I'm not walking in your image. I'm walking in his image.
That's right.
And if his image say I'm God and I change not, I'm 100 with that. I don't have no loopholes for that conversation.
Uh-huh.
I have no answer for that. That's the one thing that I got to say. That's my absolute truth in the word of God. And you ain't nowhere in the world you're going to take it. Can I get this last script, please?
Yes. And it's not the last script.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Verse 4 again. And whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not,
uh-huh.
lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Yes.
Verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves.
Who's the bright morning star? Read on.
For Jesus' sake.
Yes.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
See that? He said, let there be light. So this is that conversation. He said, let there be light. He commanded light to shine out of darkness. So when he said, let there be light, he wasn't talking about let there, you know, that wasn't the end game of that. That was manifold. It was a manifold conversation that he was speaking that light would be upon the earth. And that's you and I. God willing, he allow us to be that thing that he said that he will allow our consciousness to be woken. Or he was speaking to our consciousness. Did I just say that? That he was speaking to our consciousness? Or he would speak to our unconsciousness? This is that conversation.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go. I don't know if I'm going to read that. Yikes, I really don't want to read. I think I do. Okay. All right, I'm going to read it anyway. Ephesians chapter 7 and verse 1. Ephesians chapter 3 and 7.
Ephesians 3 and 7 reads, whereof I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power.
Yes.
And to me, who am less than the least of all things, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
The what?
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Read on.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery.
See, that's the thing. He said to bring, that you should, he should show the, those that are blind, the what? The unsearchable things that, you know, because, yeah, everybody, you can read the Sabbath day. That's not unsearchable. It's right there in the commandment.
Right there. Wow.
But the unsearchable things are those things that he talk about, the secret things that belong to God. And not everybody got those things, and not everybody can get them. That's not for everybody. That's why he said he talked to the disciples aside. He said he sent the multitude away and talked to the disciples. He drew himself from the disciples, and the disciples came to him privately saying, he didn't always talk to the multitude. He dealt with his disciples because it wasn't for everybody, and he's still the same way. That's why a lot of people, they get offended when you be talking about certain things, because one, he didn't tell them. Two, he didn't tell them. And then you come, and now you're going to bring it, and then they got a problem with you because you brought it, and they think they better than you.
Right. Teach. That's the truth.
They looking at you like you ain't supposed to know these things. Why you getting this and I'm not? So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take your shine. I'm going to take your glory, but then I'm going to put it on me. I can't look at you and like nothing you saying, but I can take what you saying
right
and use it.
Right.
You're a thief.
A thief and a liar.
You're a thief before God and Christ. You're a thief in the temple.
Mm.
You're a thief.
Yep. I agree with you on that one, baby. You're a thief. That's right. You know I don't say a lot, but I agree with you on that one.
Read on.
Amen. Well, okay, that was, okay, verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
There it is.
That's right.
Your conscience, your mind been blowed to smithereens. Yes. You wide awake now.
Yes.
Ain't no going back to sleep for you.
right.
Just look at, yes, yes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 5.
Amen. First
Thessalonians. In fact, let's pick it up at verse 4.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians.
5 and 4.
Amen. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. That's right. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love, for an helmet, the hope of salvation.
What? So this is that conversation that we should be warriors before the word of God. We're supposed to have on a breastplate of what? Salvation. We're supposed to have on the armor of God.
Teach.
Ephesians chapter 6 and 10. We're almost out of here. Ephesians 6 and 10. When you receive it, read. After this, we're going to the fifth day. I guess we can go to the fifth day.
Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10. Are you
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Come on.
Amen. This is my favorite script. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Look, man, that don't necessarily mean your governments and your super Illuminati nonsense, man. That could be your teachers.
Ooh,
that could be your preachers. They see that light on you,
yeah.
They want to snuff it.
Yeah.
They want to snuff it. They want to shut it out. You know why? Because one, you're going to outshine them. Two, they don't want you to outshine them because they want this big light to be on them.
Mm.
Like, they're God.
Mm.
So they rather snuff it. And they rather sit up there and dog you and who you are and try to snuff it because they aren't what God made them to be, and they hate the fact that he's using you because he's choosing you to show them what they're supposed to be.
Teach.
And they think they're better than you. That's the problem. Okay. Read on.
Verse 13.
Yes.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
The whole armor. Read on.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Yes.
Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
The truth of God. Read on.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
So this is that other thing, man. You know, people want to articulate themselves as saints. I'd rather for God to acknowledge that I'm a saint and know.
Amen.
Before I articulate myself as being a saint.
Amen.
I don't hear one brother, one sister in the word of God articulating themselves as saints, but I hear them articulating others as saints. But I hear these yahoos in this book, not in the book, but around and teaching the book, so-called teaching the book, teaching a passion, they saints. They this and they that. Every time you hear something come out of their mouth, I did this, I did that, me. Everything is me and I. Ain't nothing about, well, you know, hey, man, you learned that from me or him or them. All of a sudden, now you can articulate all these things without having those at ground zero. You the end all, be all, the right hand of God. Like, nobody didn't teach you. That's an amazing, you know, one thing I know I love about what God did with Paul, he took somebody that was way up the food chain as far as knowledge in the book and things like that, and then allow us to see him humble himself and allow himself to be retaught in humility, in fear.
Amen.
Not boasting themselves like they, you know, they have every right to dog you and your and whoever else. You, everything about you is this, that, and the other. You know, I don't know how people live like that. I ain't got time to be like, damn, man. Is everything about you is rain and misery?
What?
Can you find something good?
Amen. We woke up.
Every time I see you, you got something negative to say about somebody else's preacher or pastor. Every time.
Somewhere in that list.
Come on, man. Somewhere. Look, why can't we just deal with the book?
That's right.
Let the book do what it do. Yeah. It'll separate any and everything. It'll separate the light from the darkness. You ain't got to say nothing.
That's right.
Be honest about it. If you really rocking the book, if you read the scriptures and let the people write the scriptures down, they'll see for themselves what the law is saying.
That's
you
right.
Ain't got to say nothing.
Nothing. Amen.
But no, we want to sit up there and read one or two scriptures and then talk for 20 minutes about something that ain't got nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Oh, my.
Then justify ourselves by saying it.
Jeez.
That ain't life.
No, it's not. Amen.
Let's go to Saint. Let's go to 1 John.
1 John.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Let's go to 1 John. Well. Hold on. Give me a minute. First John chapter 1:5.
First John chapter 1:5.
Yes.
Read, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Come on.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
See that?
That's right. Baby.
You say you walking in God and you lying? Walking in darkness, you a lie to yourself. You understand? You walking in darkness. How do we walk in darkness? That's the next question. Read on.
Okay. Verse 7?
Yes.
Amen. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have no fellowship. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all
what? If we walk it in the light, the blood of Jesus is doing what with us?
Cleanses us from all sin.
Well, wait a minute. He said, but wait a minute, we could be lying in ourselves and walking in darkness, right?
Yes.
Right? Wow. Go to 1 John chapter 2:7. I don't give a, man, you can miss me with that. You can judge in righteous judgment. Get, man, gone somewhere with that.
Okay.
Book tell you, judge not, lest you be judged. This book, this thing got two edges on it.
1 John 2:7.
2:7.
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Continue.
Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth.
If this light is in you, the darkness is past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now.
Now, who really is in darkness?
Mm.
You hating your brother. You ain't got nothing good to say. Not nothing.
Mm.
Nothing.
Mm.
Every time we open our mouths, every time we open a book, every time we say anything, and if that's your ministry, you're going to die with it.
That's right.
If that's your ministry before God in Christ, he ain't with you. He ain't with you because that ain't his ministry. Read on.
10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
What's the point of you praying for? Why, Lord, forgive us of our transgressions as we forgive others. What's the point? You've been forgiven, but you're going to let this man bind you up or this woman bind you up because they are trapped in darkness. All you can do is pray that the God of Israel free those that are in their clutches from the darkness.
That's right.
But to be out here calling people out by their names, dogging them out, and sowing discord among the brethren, you the dark.
That's right.
You walking in the darkness. That ain't from Jesus, and that ain't from God. Like I said, show me one scripture Jesus dogged any of the wicked kings of Israel. Anyone. Just one. I don't even hear him saying anything about Cain. And here you come. We're going to talk about not only the wicked kings in Israel, but the brothers in the camp and the sisters too. Like we got that kind of authority in Christ who said, that ain't the road. That ain't the path I carved out. That ain't the narrow road. I didn't carve that out. You on that road. I ain't on that. If you was on the road that I was on, you wouldn't be doing it. Because I didn't do it. Where are we?
Ooh, I finished verse 12.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcame the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Let's go into Genesis chapter 27, if I'm not mistaken. Genesis chapter 27. Let me see. I think it's 27. Is it 37? I think it's 37. Let me see. Yes, Genesis 37 and verse
37
and
3. Amen. Genesis chapter 37 and verse
3
reads, now Israel loveth the more than
all. And that would be the God of Israel. Let's remember that. So this isn't about, physical Jacob. He is an example of the God of Israel. Read on.
Amen. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Continue.
And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him.
Is that what happened to Jesus? Didn't we hate him the more? Couldn't speak peaceably unto him? Why? Because his light was brighter than ours? Isn't that why he was crucified? Because his light was too bright. Ain't that what they do to those of us in this word, even to this day? Your light is so bright, so they got to snuff it. Isn't that what they thought they did to Jesus Christ? They think they're doing that to you until they see you wake up, and they wake up, and they're going to be in the judgment, and you sitting on a throne. That's when they're going to realize they messed up. Like that old video, he said, that's when they realize they fudged up. Hey, it's truth. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5.
Yes.
And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more.
Why? He had a dream. He had a vision, a night vision. He had an image from God that came through him in his night visions, right? That lets me know that he had the Holy Spirit, because that's what it did. It do. It talked to you in your dreams. It instructs you, right? Read on.
And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obedience to my sheep. And his brothers said to him, shall thou indeed reign over?
See, it wasn't that his brothers didn't have a gift for the Spirit. It wasn't that they didn't have a gift of interpretations. They just hated that God revealed more to him.
Right.
And that's your 21st century Israelite this day. They the same way. Right now, this minute, they hate the truth of God he sent in you, because he's dealing with you more than them.
Right.
So they got to cast shade on you. They got to cast darkness on you, because they in the dark, and their hatred is this hatred. Yeah. Read on.
And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall
that's,
thou?
That's interpretation. Israel had the gift of interpretation, right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words.
Same conversation for Jesus Christ. Continue.
And he dreamed yet another dream.
And then Jesus told you, hey, if they hated you, don't think they're not going to hate. If they hate me, don't think they're not going to hate you.
Right.
Don't think that's strange.
Right.
Read on.
And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, hold up. Wait, stop. The sun and the moon and 11 stars, well, he 12. So he's considered a star. And what do the sun and the moon do? The law of the sun and the moon is to give light upon the earth. Hence the 12 tribes of Israel. That's our job. A royal priesthood to give light upon the earth from God through dreams, through visions, through prophecies, through scriptures. Read on.
Verse 10. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother not
have
it in thee?
So his father had to give her interpretation too. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the same.
Ain't that what he said about the Pharisees? They knew what John was saying. They knew what Jesus was saying. But they hated him for it. And that's why Jesus said, let your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, because envy is in your heart. But if you don't know what envy is, you'll think you call that jealousy.
Right.
Envy is to hate something that somebody got.
Right.
Whether it's wisdom, cause, money.
Mm-hmm.
That's envy.
Amen.
And we can hate each other for envy's sake, because our light ain't as bright as that person's is. And God said, That'll get you thrown in a lake of fire. Have at it. Don't say you haven't been warned.
Amen.
And don't say you haven't been served.
Amen.
I'm a witness. And God wake me up in the morning and wake me up in that great day. And they're going to be saying, I didn't know, Lord. And he's going to be like, but there, yeah, he said it. You see, there, he said it. I was there with him, and you had a problem with him. Like they got a problem with John. He had on camel skins. He didn't have on all the silk and the phylacteries and all of that. He just had on camel skin. And they had a, see John over there? He said it. You didn't believe none of that. Like Elijah. He wasn't all dressed fancy, but he said it. They had a problem with him. All because we didn't come in the image that they wanted to see, in the image of our idolatry, in the madness of our own mind, or even ourselves. Mm-hmm. It didn't come from us, so why should I believe it? Ain't that the most ridiculous nonsense on the planet? If you ain't teaching it, don't bring it here. Who get to say that? I'll wait. I'm waiting on that one. Who get to say the word of God don't get to be taught here because I'm not teaching that here? Who get to say that?
Amen.
Read that in 9 again.
Amen. Genesis 37:9.
Yes.
And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me.
Go to Revelations chapter 12:1.
Amen. Revelation 12:1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Revelation 12:1 reads, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
That's her. See that? See that? There go the woman, there go the husband. There go Jacob, there go his mother. And mind you, Rachel is done. She's dead. So his Leah became his mother. She was always his mother. And we sitting up there judging. We're going to judge Jacob and Leah and Rachel and Bilhah and Zilpah. We judging them. I'm like, no, you won't. I'm not there. I ain't going to stand with you on that one. You can miss me with that. You're going to be standing before God in Christ.
Amen.
With that one by yourself. I am not putting my mouth on Jacob or the 12 tribes, saying that the God of Israel took them 4 women and named the whole gates of Jerusalem after out of their mouth.
That's right.
And now you're going to say that was fornication. So the gates of Jerusalem is founded on fornication according to you. I ain't the one. I ain't going to be standing next to you with that.
That's right. Amen.
That's between you and God.
That's right. Amen.
Abraham is a fornicator. And both of his sons is written in prophecy. They was written in prophecy before prophecy was prophecy.
Amen.
Go to Ephesians chapter 1, and then we're going to wrap this up. We got one more after this. Ephesians chapter 1.
Amen.
And Ephesians 1:3. Here we are. We're going to sit up here and we're going to judge Abraham because of Ishmael and Isaac. See, Abraham, if he'd have just kept Sarah, then, you know, he would, you know, that's fornication. See, you know, Adam had only one wife. Well, okay, we get that. That's, yeah, all right. See, here come Abraham. He had two wives, and that's sin. Okay. According to who? Mm-hmm. Because when I last checked, That story came from God.
Amen.
He told Moses that story. Moses didn't tell God that story. God was telling Moses that story. God told Moses, I met him as Melchizedek. God told Moses, I met him, and I told Sarah she gonna have a wife, a son. And Ishmael was 11 years old. Why in the world would the Lord be sitting with a fornicator and an adulterer according to you?
Amen.
Or anyone that believed that foolishness. Like I said, maybe some things I may not agree with in this book, but the hell I'm going to teach against it, I ain't the one. Read on.
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 reads, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Come on.
In places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
See, those of us that have been chosen from the foundation of the world, get this. Read on.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
According to the what?
Good pleasure of his will.
There you go. That's right. So Ishmael is of his will.
That's right.
Isaac was his will.
That's right.
What do you mean? Isaac, 8 days, Ishmael, 13 years old. Both of them were circumcised at the same time. 13 days from the creation, 8 days from the from Adam, meet the same day. Both of them is going to be circumcised at the great white throne judgment. How is that not from God that he was going to have a child from Hagar? And now we're going to judge God. We're going to judge the true and living God. We're judging him. You don't want it.
Nope.
Let it go. You don't want it. And don't listen to nobody that's telling you that. You don't want it. You don't want to be sitting up here talking about, oh, well, you know what? I can judge and righteous. Negro, you're trying to die. I ain't talking about this death. I'm talking about the second one. Because we judging his work now.
Right.
They were predestinated. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. Ephesians 1 and 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Continue.
Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
He purposed it himself. Now we're going to judge him. I ain't the one. But if you're going to sit up there and say that what he doing was a mistake, that's between you and him. I ain't the one. And I ain't rolling with anybody that deal with it. But forget that. If that's your conversation before God in Christ, that's between you and God. I'm not a yes man. I'm not just going to jump on that. The hell am I? I ain't never going to say Abraham was a fornicator.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something that Sarah is the greatest woman in this planet to ever live. She, because she couldn't have a child, loved her husband more than any one of these wretched women that would judge her. I'm going to tell you why. She knew Abraham was going to bring forth a child because Melchizedek told him that. She knew she couldn't have a child. She said, I'm not going to stand in the way of that. Here go Hagar. Your child is going to live through her. And we judging her because she loved her husband more than herself. But they was predestinated. I can read that all over the book. I can read it in numbers. And I don't mean numbers, the book numbers. I can read it in numerals. You know, hey, how was Abraham when he knocked up Sarah? 99? What is that? Something like that. How old was Sarah when she had him? 90? That's 999. 3 times 9 is 27. Just I happen to be 9. That's eternal. Because 8 bring you to the circumcision. 9 bring you to the Passover. Amen. It brings you to the Passover. What did Melchizedek give Abraham? Bread and wine. Sarah wasn't standing in the way of that. You judge her if you want to. And God talked to her personally. He came down and asked where she was. And talked to her and then told her husband, hey, you know, Sarah don't, you know, she, why she laughing? Hey, what? She laughing in her heart. God just told me what my wife is thinking. For real? And we're going to judge now? They predestinated as lights in the planet. Without Sarah and Abraham, there's no 12 tribes of Israel. There's no light in the world. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 1.
Amen. To the one and one?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis. Oops. And one. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters from under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, that herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So now we're going to go into the fifth day. God willing, we live. We'll be back here next week. And we're going to pick up the fifth day and the things that belong to it. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles.
That's right. Oh, and baby,
what
before you play your song, just verse this the Lord. What is this? We're in 23, right? Right?
Good.
I think today is Sister Laura's 48th birthday. She should be 48 today.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, today's her B-day.
Oh, well,
Hey, happy birthday, Sister Laura, grace and peace. And
yes, she is 48 today. I'm going to be right.
Big up. But that make her a 12.
Ooh,
right?
Yes.
4 plus 8 is 12, right? And 1 plus 2 is?
What, 3?
So.
Okay.
That, yes, okay, that's Earth Day.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, this is the day she was born from Earth. Hey, man, hallelujah. Happy birthday, Mrs. Laura.
What were we
going to
say?
I was going to say Young.
Spindler Young.
I was going to say Spindler, then I said, nah, I decided to say Young. So,
okay.
Happy birthday, amen.
Yes, we love you, sis.
Yeah.
We haven't forgot about you.
For
grace
sure, for
and
sure.
Peace. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Creation Day.
Yes.
Yes.
God willing we live, may he give you a couple of hundred thousand more on top of the earth.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, hey. Oh, with that being said, fam on Facebook, thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And God willing, we live. We'll see you next Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen. And
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Is the light, grace, and peace.
Grace
hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah. I want to say grace and peace to the family, those listening right now, Brother Keith. You know, I just want to say that it was an excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart. And I just had a couple of scriptures real quick. Had a couple of scriptures real quick. One is in Matthew's 2:2. It's saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Go to Revelations 22, excuse me, sorry. Revelation 22:16, it says, I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come, and let him that is thirst come, and whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in his book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in his book. He which testify these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Excellent lesson. Excellent reading, sister. With that, I close.
Amen. Judy, you need to get you some rest.
You sound tired.
You sound tired. But, hey, great, great scripts, man. Hallelujah. Get you some rest, man. Let me thank the brothers and sisters that's listening around the world.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Hold on. Okay. And Let's see, our brothers that's in the United States, we wanna, brothers and sisters in the United States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom and grace and peace to Jesus, grace and peace in Jesus' name to you and your household. And man, thank you for your time and everything, man. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Our family that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace of Jesus to you and your families as well. And thank you for your time and your kindness and sharing your time with us. Our family that's in Venezuela, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in Jesus' name to you and your families. And thank you for your time and your patience as well. Our family that's in Brazil, we want to say thank you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And thank you for your time and patience. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household as well. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In Jesus' name, we say thank you for your time and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. I never looked at Ireland like this, but Ireland is a peak, a mountain peak. It's a mountain peak. It's a part of a mountain, but it's a mountain peak like Japan. Wow, Ireland, hang in there. I got to see how the earthquakes and things like that occur in Ireland. Is that a normal thing? Because most earthquakes and things like that are in places of mountain peaks. Not saying that there's an earthquake coming soon, God forbid, but I mean, that's an amazing thing to me. I never looked at you as a mountain peak. But hey, Shabbat Shalom, grace and peace, thank you for your time and everything. Our family that's in the United Kingdom as well, I want to say thank you for your time and patience. And we want to say thank you and Shabbat Shalom to you in the name of Jesus as well. Our family that's in the Netherlands, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And thank you for your time and patience in Jesus' name. Our family that's in Germany, thank you. Thank you for your time and patience and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Shabbat Shalom. My family that's in France, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And thank you for your time and patience as well. My family that's in Spain, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And thank you for your time as well. My family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And thank you for your time as well. Our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. We want to say thank you for your time as well. Our family that's in Kenya, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In Jesus' name, our family that's in Iraq, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Welcome back, family. And peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Amen. In Jesus' name, welcome back, Iraq. Amen. Our family that's in Turkey, God, we're praying for you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, Father, have mercy on their houses and their families and continue to heal them and recover them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our family that's in Russia, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Japan, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In Jesus' name, our family that's in South Korea, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Vietnam, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in India, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Myanmar, amen. Hanging in there, God bless you. In the name of Jesus, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Happy Sabbath. Our family that's in Thailand, hanging in there, thank you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In Jesus' name, happy Sabbath. Our family that's in Malaysia, amen. Malaysia, hanging in there. God bless you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the Philippines, the Pacifics are hanging in there. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. In Jesus' name, our family that's in Japan, hanging in there. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in, who is this? Okay. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household in Jesus' name. And our family that's in Switzerland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household in Jesus' name. And I want to say God bless you. I hope and pray that we can meet again at this time. And Father, where we live, we're going to be able to do the second part of this kingdom in Jesus' name. So with that being said, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone and peace to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Great meeting, right?
Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace to the family.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost. It's time to be awakened. Come out of this world. It's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day. So now let's praise Him. Do things in unity. You and me. You want to know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth. It will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.